I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. The health department reported 17 new cases of COVID-19 in Vermont today. 11 were in Chittenden County, 2 were in Franklin County, and there was one each in Orleans, Windsor, Bennington, and Windham counties. 2 people are hospitalized with the disease, 58 people have died, and more than 1,300 people have recovered since the pandemic began. Governor Phil Scott says he's concerned about a possible spike in COVID cases when college students returns, so he's giving cities and towns more authority to close bars and restrict public gatherings.
It appears uncontrolled parties and crowds at bars and clubs are a big part of the problem. So I believe giving our towns, especially the college towns, some additional mitigation measures to work with is the right thing to do.
The new order allows towns to enact limits on public gatherings that are more restrictive than those now set by the state. Towns will also be allowed to shorten the hours that bars can operate beyond the rules now set by the Department of Liquor and Lottery. Scott today also extended his statewide emergency order for another month. And the Canadian border will remain closed to non-essential travel for another 30 days. Canadian Public Safety Minister Bill Blair made that announcement today, saying, quote, "We will continue to do what is necessary to keep our communities safe." The border will remain closed until at least September 21st. Canada has been more successful than the United States in limiting the spread of COVID-19. The border was first closed in March. The eye in the sky forecast for tonight: becoming mostly clear, areas of dense river valley fog, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, some afternoon clouds and a slight chance of a shower, highs in the 70s to low 80s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.